Now, on this week's Essex Folklore, Margaret Mills has got the remedies of one Samuel Wegg. Hopefully they're easier to do than the one about the viper that you told us about last week. So what have you got first off there?
Right, well, Samuel Wegg and his wife Elizabeth are quite interesting because in the 1740s, or up until the 1740s, Samuel was a lawyer. He then seems to have decided to buy himself a small farm near Colchester, and it's from this point that he leaves the law behind him and becomes more and more interested in farming his own land, looking after his own animals. And obviously, in the days before veterinary surgery was a known science, you virtually had to doctor your own animals should they fall ill, or you had to send for a so-called cunning or wise man of the village who claimed to have some medical knowledge. I have to say that in these times, it's quite interesting when you read the book that Samuel wrote with all his different cures and remedies in it, that he recommends the same remedies for humans as he prescribes for animals. There seems to be no demarcation at this point of time between treatment of animals and the treatment of humans, which is quite interesting, I think, for us. As you know, we're used to medicine for animals as being a completely different branch of medicine from medicine for humans. Well, one of the things, one of Samuel's sovereign remedies for stomach complaints in man or beast was gunpowder.
Blow me.
Now, before you rush out and buy some gunpowder to cure your indigestion, you're probably thinking, well, that's all very well, but what dosage are we talking? Well, I have the answer. It was as much gunpowder as you could fit onto a sixpenny piece.
I suppose that's where they get the expression pop a pill from.
It could well be. You could well be right. I certainly wouldn't recommend smoking a cigarette or a cigar afterwards.
Probably not.
Probably not a very good idea.
Yeah. And this allegedly worked.
Well, certainly he found it valuable enough to document it along with his other remedies, and it's not one of the ones that he's crossed out. No. Some of the ones he's crossed out, which presumably indicates that either they've been superseded by a better remedy, or that he'd found over a period of time that they actually didn't work.
I think that one I'll try on the cat first. Okay.
Probably wise.
Except I'll probably be up in front of the RSPCA afterwards. So what have you got next week?
Well, I've got other tales from Simon Wegg's, Samuel Wegg, I beg your pardon, folklore, cures and remedies book.
Okay. Well, let's have some more of those next week. That'd be great.
Thanks, Scott.